Wir wollen auf Kufalov. Mishne tapt auf Kufalov. Ha-deles shebe-muksa. You have a door, a delus is a door. Shebe-muksa, that's usually the backyard. In Gemara always, chotzer means the front yard, and a muksa always means the backyard. So why says the door to the backyard you don't use so much. So that door is not like a permanent door you have on hinges and you open and close. Well, soon there's a little problem about putting it up on Shabbos. So hadela sheba muksa, if you have this door for the backyard, or else v'chidkim sheba pirtza. Chidkim, Rashi says, the bottom, that's koitzim, a thorn. You have thorn bushes. She'osam chavilois v'eskinom listom ben pirtza. You made bundles of thorns to use it to close up an opening that happened in the wall. A bundle of thorn that you're using to close up a hole in the wall. But then if you have mats, Rashi says, the bottom Rashi is shalkanim, they're made out of reeds. If you have a mat made out of a reed, so the Mishnah says in these three cases, these three type of doors, a door that you use for your backyard, or else if you have a pirtza, you have a hole in the wall, and you put a bundle of thorns there to close the pirtza, or else a machzelis, this mat, that you're using also to close one of these doors, is a noilim behen, you're not allowed to close it to use it on Shabbos, el imkem givoyim in oritz, unless it's lifted up off the ground. Because it has to be hanging, and it has to be off the ground, it can't be touching the ground. If the door is leaning on the ground or touching the ground, then with the rabbanon it's also to put the door in on Shabbos, because it looks like you're being boinim, looks like you're building on Shabbos. Like Rashi says. Ruchob Rashi says, Sha'achurei habatim. A muksa usually means the backyard. A person doesn't use his backyard so often. He doesn't make a nice door that hangs nicely kavua, that's always there. You have a piece of wood, hang like a straight up connected the opening. When you open this door, you put it down on the floor, doesn't have any hinges, doesn't turn around, you just put it down on the floor. Some are hanging, but they mamish reach the ground. So the Mishnah says, Ein noilam bo, v'shabbos. You're not allowed to use these doors to close the opening on Shabbos, mishum diyoved binyin. Because by closing these doors, looks like you're binyin, like you're building the house. Or yafiluk yeshi tluyev negreris, even if it's mamish hanging, but it's dragging along on the ground, still you're not allowed to use it. Ein ze kavua. It's not called like a regular door that's kavua on the post that you just open and close. That's not binyin, it's considered built already. Because it's not kavua, it's not there permanently, it looks like you're building something on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also to do it. The Mishnah says the only Yetzer is Elim Kem Gevoyim in Oritz. That means it's hanging, and it's not even reaching the ground. It's like hanging, you have a rope holding it up, and it's off the ground. So something that's hanging in the air, when you use it to close the door with, it doesn't look like you're building. It looks like this is the door that's aimed to close this hole with. Since it's not on the ground, it's hanging, that's more mechse, like it looks like a permanent door, and that's not mechse kebonim. The kozman is not hanging, but you take off the piece of wood, you put it down on the floor, by putting that in on Shabbos, looks like you're building on Shabbos, that's awesome. So, Gemara. Or Reminu Havakasha. Delis hanigreris, you have a brisa that says, if you have a door, hanigreris, that drags along the ground. In other words, could be it's hanging, but the bottom of the door is reaching the ground. Umachzelis hanigreris. Or else you have these mats, made out of reeds, that's also dragging along the floor. The kankan, Rashi says a kankan, Rashi says that's a hukli, a type of a keli. Sha'ichsin bo miyachurei hamachrishon. That you use it in back of the plow. When you plow the ground, there's a type of a tool you use in the back of the plow. Kishen chorshim. Now, yeshen oilem umamidim oisa b'mokim delas k'negra pesach. Some people use the back of this tool to use for the door. So they're using this kankan, this type of a kli that you use for plowing. If now you want to use it for your door, is also hanigrur. As long as this door is hanging, even though it's dragging along on the ground, in other words, it's reaching the ground, still, all you need is just two tenoyim. That this door, or this mat, or this kankan has to be shekshurin, it has to be tied up by ropes, or tluyin and hanging. A Neilam Ben B'Shabbos, you're allowed to use this for a door to close the opening on Shabbos. V'yein Tzorach Lema B'Yomtif, and for sure it's Mutter on Yomtif. Now here it doesn't say like the Mishnah, it has to be hanging off the ground. Our Mishnah says a third tonight. Elim Ken Gvoyim Minoris, it has to be off the ground. Here the Brice is Mashmano. As long as it's hanging, Shekshurus, it's tied up. Utluyin and hanging, even though it's Nigreris. Nigreris means it's dragging along the ground. In other words, the door attacker has a rope hanging, holding it up. It's not lying down on the ground, but it's not like this off the ground. It's on the ground, dragging along. You have a string here holding it up that's dragging it. It's a mashmat smutter also. And now Mishnah says, no, the only time you can use such a door is the door is completely off the ground. Then we said, looks like part of the binyan already, by putting it in the hole on Shabbos, there's no way it's a binyan. So the churutz is stiva. So the Gemara gives two churutzim. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, B'shiyesh lehem tzir. We're talking about this door, this last braisa, that the door has a hinge on it. So if it has a hinge, then it looks more like it's a part of the bias already. It's not considered you're building something new on Shabbos. So Rashi says, what's called a tzir? K'shiyesh lehem tzir. Rashi says, D'mukha milsa, D'delas gemurhi. Then it looks as if this is a permanent door. And pshit, if you have a door, you're allowed to open and close the door on Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're building now. It looks like this is the permanent door. That's a bias teretz. You don't have to say so far that it has a hinge on it right now. It's enough that at one time it had a hinge. Even though now the hinge is not on it, still it's called a heker. We could tell it looks like a door. So drashi kishohoye lehem tzir. Even though right now the hinge came off already, but still hekeruhu the ikut, still considered like there's a heker, because he could tell the mark is in the door that this had a hinge on the door. So since it had a hinge, we could tell it looks like part of the door. That's a permanent door. It's not called you're building something new on Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutum. So that's both Abaye of Rabbis Teretz. That the Braisa that says it could be dragging on the ground is talking about it has some type of a heker. There's something there that we can recognize to see it like a door. It has to have a tzir, or at least it had a tzir. Mashenken, our Mishnah is talking about a door that has no signs of a door, it has no hinges on it. Then it's also to use it unless it's elevated off the ground. For the Gemara Mesa, have another kasha. Mesa, Deles Hanigreris. If you have a door that's dragging along the ground, or else you have mats that's dragging along the ground. The kankan hanigra, or else you have the same type of a kli, again, this plow, the back part of the plow that you're using now to use as a door, is hanigra, if it's dragging along the ground, is bisman shekshurunu tluyin. Ugvoyim minoritz, as here this brisa says, mamash like our Mishnah, that you need all three tanoim. It has to be tied down, this piece of wood. Utluyim, it has to be hanging, and it has to be a gvoyim in oritz, it has to be off the ground. It can't be nigra, it can't be dragging along the ground, but this door has to be elevated enough that it's off the ground. Afilu mola neima, even if it's only the size, the length of a thread, off the ground, that's enough. Noyam limbehen, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. V'yim lav, if this door or machzel is not elevated off the ground, but is dragging along the ground, or touching the ground, then ein noyam limbehen. Behen, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the churut is through with the first brisa to the second brisa. But the churut of the second brisa goes like our Mishnah. So the churut of the teretz is poshla, like the Gemara says. Abaye mataras latayimei. Abaye will answer according to his svara. V'rova mataras latayimei. And Rav will answer according to his svara. According to his time, his reasoning. Abaye mataras latayimei. Oy sheyesh lehem tzir. Oy shegvoyim minoritz. One of the two tanoim you need. Either you need that the door has a tzir, has a hinge on it. If the door has a hinge, then it looks as if this is a permanent door. So even though that's the first braisa, even though the door is dragging along the ground, is touching the ground, still you're allowed to use this door to close it on Shabbos, since it has a hinge on it, or else if it doesn't have a hinge, then we have the din of our Mishnah, or else the din of the second braisa, that it's only muta davkoi shegvoyim minoritz, only if it's off the ground. That's a bigger heker. If it's not touching the ground, it's elevated, it's hanging, and off the ground altogether, that looks like it's a part of the door already, and it doesn't look like a binyan on Shabbos. But one of the two tanoim we need. And Rava answers the same thing, Mitaras HaTaymi, answers according to his reasoning. Kishohoyo lehen tzir, we're talking about the first braisa that says that even though it's dragging on the ground, still you're allowed to use this door to close it on Shabbos, is kishohoyo lehen tzir. It once had a hinge on it. even though now the hinge is off, but still it's nicker, the holes are there where the hinge was, so it looks like a door. Now the second brice, or our Mishnah, is talking about where there was no tzir at all, you never had a hinge, and then the din is, oyshe gvoyim min oretz, like our Mishnah says, then it has to be off the ground. If it's hanging and it's off the ground, then it's mutter. So Mel, there's no stirrers in the brises. The same way we entered our Mishnah to the first brisa, the same way we entered the two brises. One is talking about where there was a hinge, then it could be, then it's mutter, even if it's dragging on the ground. And our Mishnah in the second brisa is talking about where there's no hinge. Then it's only mutter. If it's elevated, it's off the ground. If it's hanging, then it looks as if this is the board you're always using to close the hole with. So therefore, it looks like it's a door that's made for before Shabbos, and it doesn't look like you're building now on Shabbos. Right, Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says, Suche Koitzen, means a bundle of thorns, the Chavilin, or else another type of, different assurance of bundles. Suche means a lot of thorns, the Chavilin are bundles of them. She has Kinon Lepirtsa, Sheba Chotzer. You had your Chotzer, your front yard, and you had a gate around it. And it appeared to happen, a hole came in the gate. So you want to clog up that hole, so you put bunches of thorns there. That thorns are something that will keep people out. People won't come through the thorns. Is Bizman shekshurin utluyin noyelim ben b'shabbos. Bizman, that it's tied up, this bundle. And it's hanging, then you're allowed to use it to close the pirts on Shabbos. To close the hole on Shabbos. V'yein tzeruch leimah b'yomtif. And you don't have to say for sure it's mutter on yomtif also. So the Shmuel doesn't go into this, exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about it's off the ground or not. It could be monoshach, like, if it's off the ground, so treat with smutter. If it's mamish dragging along the ground, you have to say also, here there's a bigger hecker, it looks like a door over here. Right. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Dele salmona. If you have a door, like an almona means a widow, now there's something wrong with this door. It's not a complete door. There's something missing with it, is hanigreris. If it's dragging along the ground, ain't noilim bo. You're not allowed to use it. You can't close it. Close the door with it on Shabbos. Shrashi delas almona, delas she almona mesukona. I mean, it's not finished. It's not a finished door. Something's missing. You can't use it, even though it's hanging. Close the man. It's nigra. It's dragging along the ground. But the Gemara hechi dami delas almona. What's missing by this door that's called like a widow? What's missing with it? Izika diyamri dechad shifa. Some say the pshat from the Dela Salmona means there's only one beam to the whole door. So, Zagashi Dechat Shifon, Asuye Mikeresh Echad. The whole door is made from one beam, from one piece of wood. Tohocha Vade Mechseke Boinim. So, if you take this one piece of wood and put it into the hole, it looks like you're building. Just like you made the rest of the wall out of pieces of wood, now also you're putting a piece of wood into this hole, it looks like you're building. Venosan Keresh Bekoisel Shein Vohekad Delis. It doesn't look like it's a door, but it looks like you're building. So yeah, for sure it's also. The Ika the Army, some say, the different shot, the less lay gishma. What does a delos amona mean? It doesn't have a frame around it. Rashi, b'rechaim ha-mechabri noisei. Doesn't have like a frame nor wood that a mechaba put it together. So again, this door does not look like a door. Since it doesn't look like a door, it just looks like you have a hole there, and you have a piece of wood, even if it's made of a few pieces of wood. But Kozman, it doesn't have a frame around it, it doesn't mechlau, look like a door, so this is also to use on Shabbos. Here it's next as if you're building on Shabbos. So Taisus adds on, like second Taisus, Pirish Ri, the Ari Geshesh Lem Tzir. We're talking about the Chiddush here that it's also this Delos Amono, even if it has a hinge on it. The ain't learned circle. If it doesn't have a hinge, Mayuri Delos Amona field loy Delos Achrin and Ami. Why does it say Dafka Delos? That's missing something. It's also even a regular Delos, like our Mishnah says, you can't use it because here the Brisa says Klo. It's Nigra. It's dragging along the ground. So our Mishnah also says a regular Delos you can't close unless it's off the ground. But if it's dragging along the ground, it's also. So what's the Chiddush of Delos Amona? This type of a door you can't use. So that's what Tzai says. Here we're talking about, even if it has a tzir, even if it has a hinge on it, that by other doors with a hinge you are allowed to use, this door with a hinge, still you can't close it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda. Who said, Nu halacha now, Yontif dik halacha. Omer Rav Yehuda. Hai madurta. If somebody wants to make like a fireplace on Yomtif, he wants to set up the wood to make a fireplace. So, milmalo lamata shori. You're allowed to set up the wood by first holding the top log, and then put one underneath it, and then one underneath it. You're allowed to build, like, from up downwards. That's called the shinui. Therefore, it's mutter to do it on yomtiv. It doesn't look like a binyan, like you're building on yomtiv. But mimato lamala osir. But if you want to make the firewood normally, like first you put the logs on the bottom, and then you build higher and higher and higher, that's mechse kibayna, that's also to do on yomtiv. So drashi madurta, hesse godu, want to make a big bonfire. Is milmala lamato. Lechois ha'etzim hel yoinim. You'll hold up the top wood, the avar in the ear, veloses tachtoinim milmata. And underneath the top ones, you put the bottom ones. That's shari b'yomtiv. Name binyan holim. It's not a derech binyan that way, it's a shinui, but you're doing a shinui, it's mutter. Milmato lamal is osir. Loses ha'tachtoinim t'chilo, to put the first, the bottom woods, litzdodim, v'yarbo v'ribua, on a square like, k'dero shreis nufnei asurim, v'lesad v'yenu lamalim, and put the top ones on top of it. Because that's called a binyan. Rash d'hainu kein binyan, oil v'gag, it's osir. Right, the Gemara says, v'chein v'yosir, the same thing with eggs. If you want to build a pile of eggs, the same thing Rashi says, Lesader habeitzim ala gecholim. If you have the coals, and you want to put the eggs on top of the coals, is al kli barzel shakur and gardil. If you have like a grill there, and you want to put the eggs on top of this metal keli that's on top of the coals, oy agabi shnei eitzim, is the same thing. You can't build up the eggs one on top of the other, but you have to first hold the top ones, and then put underneath it. That's a shinui, it's not a derech binyan. V'chein kidra. The same thing, you have a kidera. The same thing, you can't put one on top of the other, but you have to put the top one and then underneath it. V'chein puria. The same thing with the bed. Drashi mita. Shenoisin sarim bedrochim. V'shelprochim, you have a folding bed. You want to put it together, so you have to first put the top piece on, then the bottom pieces, but not bottom upwards. V'chein chavita. The same thing, you have barrels. If you want to stack barrels, you can't put a row, one row, and then a row on top of it. It looks like you're building, but you have to first hold the higher barrel up, and then put barrels underneath it. That's mutter to do on yomtiv, since you're making the shinui. Well, these things are muksa, that's why I don't talk about this. If it wouldn't be as muksa, it's mutter to do on Shabbos also. Madurta. What? No, you're allowed to burn wood on yomtiv, it's not muksa. Right. Amalei Yehud Tzaduki Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinanu. A Tzaduki asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Chidko, he called him Lechura like a chidko, he called him a thorn. The Echsiv Bechu, the Pasuk talks about you like you're a thorn. The Pasuk says, Toivim Kichedik, like the good of you are like a thorns. So that's what the Tzaduki asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, like what's around this Pasuk? The Pasuk in Micha saying, Toivim Kichedik, the good of you are like thorns. So he calls him, you, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, you're a good person, you're a thorn. Omalei, so he answered back, Shatya, you shaitam, shofel sefer the kruah. Look at the end of the posik. The end of the posik, it says, Yoshim im esuka. Fakert, the Yishorim, the people that go the right way, they're better off than a sukkah. And a sukkah is usually something that protects you. Avizoi v'yelo mai toivim kichedik. So what does it mean, the first part of the posik, that the good people are like thorns? So it means like this. Kishem shechidkim halolu maginim ala pirza. The same way you use thorns. If you have a hole in the wall, you put the thorn there, protect the hole. It will be megin, will protect the hole in the wall. Kach toivim shebonu maginim aleinu. The same thing. The tzaddikim of Klai Yisrael protect Klai Yisrael. They protect the Kosh Baruch Hu, won't bring peronius, won't bring einshim upon Klai Yisrael. That the tzaddikim protect us. That's Pshan the Posig. That the Toivim, the good people, the Tzadikim, are like thorns that protect the rest of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Gemara brings down this Agadah here, because our Mishnah is talking about thorns. That thorns here we're using to patch up the hole in the wall. Dovrach, another Pshat is, Toivim Kichedik, what does it mean the good people, the Tzadikim, are like thorns? Shemahatkin eser rishoyim legehenim. They're like crushed as rishoyim in gehenim. Shenema, the posik says, Kumi v'doishu batzion kikarne yosim. Kikanecho osim barzel, ufasosecho osim nechusham, v'hadikois amin rabin. And you'll crush a lot of different amin. In other words, by the tzaddikim, they'll be on top in Gan Eden, and rishoyim will be down in gehenim, and they'll like push them into gehenim. So that's what the posik means. The tzaddikim will push the rishoyim into gehenim. The kolperm doesn't mean for gnai, nor means a loss in shvach. Right, so the Mishnah. Lo yamid odom rishus ha-yochid. A person should not be standing in a rishus ha-yochid in his house. V'yiftach Rishus HaRabim, to open up a door that's in the Rishus HaRabim. Because he wants to stick his hand outside the house and allow the key outside there to open up the lock, to open up the door Rishus HaRabim, that's Osir. This is Rameya's Zerum. Rameya holds it. If you're going to have your hand outside the Rishus HaRabim and you're going to be holding a key there, good, you'll find the key in the Rishus HaRabim. To open up the lock, there's a Gzerum, maybe you'll bring the key back into the Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, if you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to open up a door in the Rishus HaRabim. Who are then the opposite way? Rishus HaRabim. If the person is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, he can't put his hands into the house, into the Rishus HaYochid, the Yiftach Rishus HaYochid, and open up a door, open up a lock with the key, that the key is in the Rishus HaYochid, and he'll open up the lock there in the Rishus HaYochid. Even though he's not doing any Yisum, because he just put his hand into that place, and in that place is the key, he's just lifting it up to open up the lock, still it's also because it's a Gzeira, maybe you'll come to carry it in the place where he is. That's where Meir's Gzeira. The Rashi says, Layamad Rishus HaYochid, V'yito Mavteach HaMunach Rishus HaRabim, V'yiftach Boi Pesach Anus. And you'll open up the door of your store there, Shem Rishus HaRabim. V'yafo Pi Shemi Mokim Mavteach LePesach Arbamis, from the place of the key to the door is less than 4 Amis, so you're not carrying it, there's no Isra. Still, Sigzeira Shem Meyachnes HaMavteach Etzloi. Maybe you'll carry the key into where you're standing. And that's Sigzeira. V'chem the other way, the same way, the other way also. Certainly, Mishnah Lim came also mechitza gavoy asar tvochim. Unless you made a mechitza that's 10 tvochim high. So this goes on the last case on the Sefer. That here, the last case was, you shouldn't be standing in the Rishus HaRabim and put your hand into the Rishus HaYochid. But the Yetzer is, make a mechitza gavoya yud, like in front of you, so then your whole body is standing now in the Rishus HaYochid. So if your whole body is standing in the Rishus HaYochid, then you're allowed to stick your hand into the next Rishus HaYochid to take the key. Because there's no gzer, you carry it where you are, because you're also in the Rishus HaYochid. So make your mechitza gvoya yud, that makes your mokum Rishus HaYochid, then it'll be mutter. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, we had before Rashi brought down, that Rabbi Meir makes a gzerum. That if you put your hand into another Rishus, and carry things in that Rishus, even though you're not doing an Isser, there's a gzerum though, maybe you carry it back to where you were. We don't hold like Rabbi Meir. We hold like the Mishnah before. It's only Osir on Chvetzim that you need. Like Lamashra, if you're drinking water, you're not allowed to just stick your head into the Rishus HaYochid and drink the water. Because since you want the water, something that you need for yourself, then there's a Gzeru you carry it outside to you to the other Rishus. But a key that you don't need for yourself, here we don't make the Gzeru, maybe you carry it outside. It's only Rabbi Meir, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir makes a Gzeru on anything. Anything, you're not allowed to move something else in another Rishus, a gzera maybe you're carrying out to where you're standing. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Omru loy, the Chomim told back to Rabbi Meir, may have a kasher in you. There was a maisa b'shuk shal pitmim. There was a maisa in the marketplace where they sell the behemoths by the butchers there. Shoyu b'Yerushalayim, was in Yerushalayim. Shoyu noyalin, they used to close the door. Umanichin esamavteach b'chaloyin, shagabi ha-pesach, and they would leave the key on top of the window, on top of the door, on top of the lock, and vice versa, they would take it. So even though they were standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and the Chura, the lock, was outside in Yerushalayim, it was a Rishus HaRabim, still they used to put their hand outside and take the key from the top of the lock and lock and open the door. So you see, you are allowed to stand in one Rishus and open up in another Rishus. Yeah. Rashi says here, they were Noelin, yeah, Pesach HaKhanusan, the door of their stores, the Oimdim Rishus HaRabim, they were standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the Hamano Lamalam Yasora, and the lock was more than 10 Tfachim high. So since the lock was more than 10 Tfachim high, the lock was Rishus HaYochid. So they used to stand in the Rishus HaRabim and take the key from Rishus HaYochid to open up the door. So you see, we don't make the Xerum, maybe you come to carry out. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi says, the vice wasn't in a marketplace where they sold the meat, nor shuk shel tzmorim heavy. It was the marketplace where they sold the wool. That was what the maaser was. They used to sell wool, and over there they used to have the key on top of the lock, even though the key was in the Rishus HaYochid, and they were standing out in the Rishus HaRabim, still they used to open up the door on Shabbos. So you see, we don't make this gzeirim. As long as you don't take that key and carry it into another Rishus, you just keep the key in the same Rishus. You're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, but you put your hand into the Rishus HaYochid, and in the Rishus HaYochid, you find the key, and you open up the lock and leave the key there, we hold that's mutter. So the Gemara, for Rabbonin, Omer Rabbi Meir Rishus HaRabim. The Reisha, the Mishnah, is talking about the Chilik. You shouldn't stand in Rishus Rabbim. Have put you into Rishus Yochid. Or else the opposite way. Don't stand in Rishus Yochid. Have put you into Rishus Rabbim. There, Rav Meir makes a Gzeirah. Because there, there's a Shtakra Gzeirah. Maybe you come to carry the key back to your Rishus, and you're doing an Issi D'Raisa. You're carrying from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid. That's where Rav Meir was Gezer. So the Chur HaKashra is, what's the Rabbanon's Raya back? The Rabbanon answered back to Meir, we know there was a mitzvah in Yerushalayim that they did carry the key. From they were standing in one Rishus, in the Rishus of Rabbim, and they used the key in the Rishus of Yochid. Fred Gemara, O Mahadru Inu Karmelis. The Rabbanon answered back, bring a raya back to Meir from a Karmelis. In other words, even though they were standing in the streets of Yerushalayim, but we know the streets of Yerushalayim is not called Rishus of Rabbim, since they used to close the door at nights. The streets of the Rishus of Yerushalayim was only a Karmelis. So maybe that's why they were making this mitzvah. They used to stand in the streets of Yerushalayim, which was only a Karmelis. So even if you carry the key from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis, it's only Yosim and the Rabbanon. So maybe there we don't make a Gzeirah. Mashenken, Remei in the Mishnah, that's talking about a Rishus HaRabim, maybe there would be Yosir. Now what's the Raya Yerushalayim is only a Karmelis? So the Mora, the Yomar Rabba Bar Chonam, on the Omar Reb Yechanan, Yerushalayim Il Moled Al Soseh. Yerushalayim, if not for its doors, Ninolois Belailo, that they used to close the two doors, the two entrances every night, Chayov Malay Mishum Rishus Rabin. You should know then there would have been a Chiyav Rishus Rabin in Yerushalayim. In other words, they had 600,000 people living in Yerushalayim, and the main streets was more than 16 amas wide, so really it should have been in Rishus Rabin. But the reason why it's not is because every night they used to close the doors, the entrance to Yerushalayim. So therefore, since they close the door at night, that's Mavatul the Rishus Rabim. The Rabim can't walk through it at night, even though by daytime the door is open. This is one of the rayas, that a Rishus Rabim has to be Rishus Rabim for 24 hours a day. It has to be the whole time of the day, it has to be Rishus Rabim. But if you close the doors just one time at night, here, just at night they close the doors. But I call upon them at that time, the Rabim can't go through the streets, so that's not called Rishus Rabim. So what is Yerushalayim? Now that Yerushalayim does have its doors closed, it's only a Karmelis. So Mela, what's the Rabbanon's Raya back to Reb Meir from a mice in Yerushalayim that they used to put the hand into Rishus Yochid to take out the key? I'd say maybe only over there they did in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was only a Karmelis. So there we don't make any Gzeiris. But maybe I'll tell you in a real Rishus Rabbim, we do make Gzeiris. So what's the Rabbanon's Raya to Reb Meir? And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Papa, Kan koydim shenifritzu bo pirtzis, kan liyacha shenifritzu bo pirtzis. It depends what type of wall Yerushalayim had around it. When Rabba Bar Bachon said his halacha, he was talking about before the goyim came and made pirtzis, made holes in the wall around Yerushalayim. So since there was a choyma, a wall all around Yerushalayim, and the entrance had a door to it, so since they used to close the door at night, that made it, it wasn't the Rishus Rabbim anymore. But now our mission here is talking about that later times that the goyim made pirtzis. The goyim made holes in the wall. So since they made holes in the wall, therefore it's mevatlet shem mechitza, and therefore it's called the complete rishus rabbim. His kan koyd shenifritzu ba pirtzis, kan liachra shenifritzu ba pirtzis. So it's a question: how big were the holes in the wall? How big were the pirtzis were to say now it became rishus rabbim? There's a famous shiloh, we always say the whole mesechtum, that if you have a mechitza, and you have a pierce, a hole there, 10 amis wide, more than 10 amis, it's not called the pesach anymore, more than 10 amis is mevatel the mechitza. It breaks the mechitza. The question is that midiraisa or midirabonin? Now that's what we say, if you have a good mechitza, just there's a hole there, wider than 10 amis, is that only a psul midirabonin? Or no, even midiraisa, it also breaks the shame, mechitza is not called the mechitza. Now, interesting, here on the din of pirtzos, on the base here, the Rabbeinu Chananel, he learns how wide was this pirtzos that they made. He learns along the right side, Rabbeinu Chananel, says, El liyacha shenifritzo bar pirtzos, yese me yese shehi rishus rabin. All they made the holes in the walls were, they made it wider than 10 amas. Since the pirtzos was wider than 10 amas, that's why space breaks the wall midiraisa, and therefore it's called a complete rishus rabin midiraisa. Therefore now when the wall got broken, got a hole in it, more than 10 amas wide, now Yerushalayim becomes a Rishus Rabim. So what's arrived from the Rav? That's a Midiraisa. That any time there's a hole in the wall,